You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Mom life. We're surrounded by the message that it's the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. We're supposed to get through it, survive, cling on by the last little thread, and at the same time, carpe diem, enjoy every moment because it's going to go by so fast. Typical mom culture sends us all kinds of mixed, typically negative messages. We shouldn't take care of ourselves. It's selfish. The more ragged you run yourself, the bigger your badge of honor. But also, ditch your mom bod and work out. Don't yell. Make more money. Show up. Be better. But not at the expense of time with your kids. I am putting a hard stop to all of this. While being a mom, running a business, and whatever else you might have going on is hard, and it is a lot, and there's lots of giving of yourself, the idea that motherhood means living a joyless, nonstop hustle with zero balance kind of life, where you give and give and give and never take, needs to stop. I'm on a mission to help you stop counting down the minutes till bedtime, at least most days, stop the mom guilt and shame game, stop cleaning up after your kids' childhood, and start being present for it. I want to help you thrive in work, home, and life. I believe in John 10:10 that we are called to living an abundant life. And I know moms are not excluded from that promise. Join me in conversations about simplicity, some business, life hacks, spirituality, and lots of other good stuff that leads to a life of less for the sake of enjoying more in your motherhood. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show. Hello, my loves. Welcome to another episode of The Purpose Show podcast. Today's episode is actually one from 2018 that I am re-releasing because I think it's so important. And I was kind of looking at the outline for this month and thinking, you know, it's the holiday season. Like, I want to create content about this, but, you know, I've already said this, and I want to pull attention back to this important episode because I think right now at this time of year, we're looking at traditions under the light of intentionality and asking ourselves, you know, do I even like this? What is this doing? Is this serving our family in the right way? Is it helpful? Is it pointless? Am I doing this out of obligation? Like, if 2020 has taught us anything, it's that to question things and to ask, you know, what's the root of this? Is this something that I even really believe in? Is this something that I even want to be doing, that I even want in my life anymore? And I'm going to encourage you to do that with your holiday traditions and encourage you to revisit things and encourage you to ask questions and encourage you to take a fresh look at what your holiday traditions are and how they are serving or not serving your family. And so please enjoy this episode and use it as a guidepost if it helps you to reevaluate and look at your traditions and make sure that they are life-giving for you and your family, because that is the whole point. All right, so this time of year, it sometimes feels like we've got things kind of backwards. And I know we talked about this last week a little bit in terms of like simplifying Christmas and presents and with other people and all that stuff. So if you haven't listened to episode 87, go back and listen for sure. But we tend to just kind of get it wrong and go and have things backwards. We care so much about creating a special holiday and not missing out. You know, we have that FOMO that we just kind of go way too far and end up trying to create such a special atmosphere that it's very not special. We go way out of our way with our traditions. We stretch our schedules and our budgets way thinner than is comfortable for us just to mark a special occasion. And then that ruins a special occasion. So it's pointless. Joshua Becker wrote once that traditions should not detract from the season. They should elevate it. And I really love that. That just, well said, Josh, if you're listening for some reason. Joshua Becker is amazing. I'll link to his blog. You know, we like each other. We're friends. We email a couple times. I like him. So he's awesome. And he said that once in a blog post, and it really struck me. And I mean, that's where it's at. Traditions should not detract from the season. They should elevate it. So it's kind of like our traditions have become really overbearing and they start to feel really heavy and they're not fun anymore. And we kind of stop looking forward to them. I mean, raise your hand if you've ever have the holiday season kind of come at you when it kind of feels like it just happened and all of a sudden it's upon you and you feel like that one thing that you always do every year pops into your head and you kind of feel like that letdown feeling of, oh, I'm going to have to go to that thing. I'm going to have to do this thing. I'm going to have to see this person. This is what's leading to adults dreading the holiday season rather than looking forward to it. And it just kind of ruins it for all of us. And if we're not looking forward to it, and if we're not enjoying it, our kids aren't going to very much either. Even if we give them an awesome Christmas, like they can sense that, they can feel that, and it should be magical for all of us. So I did a little research and I found some pretty saddening stats. Apparently, 69% of Americans said they would skip gift exchanges this holiday season if their family would agree to it. And then when they were asked what they like or don't like the most about the holiday season, Americans' top three answers about what they liked the least involved buying things. They said things like commercialism, materialism, financial stress, shopping, and being in crowds all the time. So basically, we're doing what we hate. And it's kind of not shocking at all that we don't look forward to it like we did when we were kids. I feel like I'm mentioning Joshua Becker multiple times, but another quote of his just popped into my head that I share all the time. And that is that minimalism is the intentional promotion of the things we most value and the removal of anything that distracts from that. And you all know that I am all about applying minimalism and simplicity to our lives, not just our homes, that it all starts at home, but then it kind of spills over into everything. So under that light, why are we doing this? It's not right. It's not creating joy. It's not creating abundant life for our family. So let's apply minimalism to this, to our traditions. Let's ask what's intentional here. Let's stop being the 69% that say, I just wish that we could skip exchanging gifts. I hate this. Like, I'm unhappy. It's the holidays. I don't enjoy the holidays because it's filled with like all the things that I hate. Let's say no to that and let's move forward in a more intentional way. Okay. Friends, I have been waiting for 1 year to say what I am about to say. It's that time of year again. Declutter Like a Mother is freaking back. Declutter Like a Mother is my annual challenge. It is totally free. It is completely epic. It's massive, giant. You're going to make so much progress, get so much lighter right at the start of the year. And if there's one thing we all need exiting 2020 and going into 2021, it is to feel lighter. It is to create lightness. It is to set ourselves up for success. And you all know that I believe and know from experience that it all starts at home. So let's do this, mamas. Declutter Like a Mother Challenge starts on January 1st, 2021. It is 30 minutes a day for 2 weeks. That's not a lot. But you are going to get like massive progress with such small amounts of time. You can even break up your 30 minutes a day into 5 or 10 minute chunks, like you do you. We've got freshly postpartum moms joining. We've got working moms joining. We've got single moms joining. We've got moms of a billion kids like myself joining. Like everyone is joining and everyone is ready to declutter like a freaking mother and start this year off with a bang. So, to sign up, again, totally free, go to aliecasaza.com/DLAM. aliecasaza.com/DLAM. You guys, you have to be a part of this. In case you don't know, this is like a huge deal in my corner of the internet. Every year, tens and tens of thousands of women from all over the globe come together and sign up. There is a group where we all get together, we all talk, we all share. There is a video training from me almost every day of the challenge. Super bite-sized pieces of information, extremely actionable, broken down into the simplest version. You don't even have to think, just show up. Listen to what I have to say, go and take action. You can share your before and after photos. You have crazy amounts of accountability. Like this is paid help and it's free. Like it's paid status, but it costs you nothing. We only do this once a year. The time is now. Sign up, Don't forget to tag me on Instagram and spread the word. Share that you are signing up. I'm so excited. AllieCasaza.com/DLAM. Let's declutter like mothers. So let's talk about how you can choose and carry out intentional traditions that are good for your family, that you really look forward to doing every year because you're not doing them out of obligation anymore. Firstly, I think you need to know that you have permission to be super basic. I am giving you full permission to be a basic girl and keep it simple. You don't need to over-obligate yourself. So here's an example from our life. Our biggest tradition, like the only one that really is like, no matter what we do this, is just baking sugar cookies. And it is so simple. Like, it's so basic. But you know what? A handful of years ago, when we weren't being simple and we were giving in to the like more holiday season BS, we missed baking sugar cookies one year. And Bella said something about it and she was really sad. And you know what happened is that it had gotten lost in the hullabaloo of all the holiday overstretching and over-obligating, and it didn't happen. And we love it. My kids love it. They look forward to it. I look forward to it. It's a win-win. Why did that get skipped? So it's okay to just shove everything else completely to the side and say, we are stripping this down to its bare basics. Because that's what minimalism is about. And it's okay to stay super basic and simple. Don't look at Instagram and what all the other moms are doing and feel that FOMO, let that comparison win over. It's okay to be super simple and just say, what do we love to do? Even if it's like, wow, your only tradition is baking sugar cookies. That's a genius way to go. You're really killing the holidays. You are. But that's what you love to do. That's what your kids love to do. It's okay if it's super simple. I mean, there were years when I was so burdened and like I said, so over-obligated that baking sugar cookies with my kids, it either didn't, like it wouldn't happen like that one year, or it would happen, but it made me annoyed and stressed out and cranky with my kids. And it wasn't an enjoyable process because of that. I was trying to do so many other things that it ruined our main and favorite simple tradition. So there's an example to kind of inspire you, like where, what do I mean? What am I talking about? And where can you go? How can you get kind of intentional in this way? And then I think another thing you can ask yourself is, what are the things that you and your family love and look forward to that might have gotten smudged out by stressful obligations? Ask them. Talk to your kids. Talk to your spouse. And what I hear a lot is that like you as the mom want to simplify and your kids like have some pretty basic, simple holiday traditions that they want to do, but your spouse is like really wanting to go all in and really wanting to go over the top and pushing back on you about wanting to simplify. Talk to him, get him aside, pull him aside and ask him like, where is this coming from? Don't be condescending, but just like, hey, what's the root problem here? Usually when I help somebody like dig into this, The it's usually the husband. And you know, he's feeling like the holidays are a time where he gets to spend more time with his family and he's feeling a little bit guilty that he misses things and he wants to like go all in because if he doesn't, he feels like he's not a good dad. I see mothers do this too, especially working mothers. So if one person in the family is really feeling a lot of pushback to just simplifying and streamlining the activities and the traditions, kind of maybe ask yourself or ask them if it's not you, where is this coming from? What's the root cause? Why do you feel like that? So I think the main point is in choosing what traditions are going to stick and what's worth it to you is just having that conversation with your spouse and with your kids. And if your kids are super little, good for you for starting early, by the way, but then just talk to your spouse. And when your kids are old enough, you can ask them what's going on and kind of reevaluate. It's okay to let a tradition die. It's not going to ruin your kids' lives if you used to have a tradition that was standing for years and years and years, and then you realize that it wasn't serving you anymore and you dropped it. If you keep going, that's going to ruin your holiday. That's not good. That's not what you want. I think it's so funny, and I'm talking to myself here too, how people will cling to something that is just not working for them because it's something that they've always done and they have some kind of guilt or obligation around keeping that up. The main thing to remember is just because your family has always celebrated the holidays in one way does not mean that that can never change. It doesn't mean that you can't shift expectations. You can be the first person to have a new idea and say, let's do this instead, even when it comes to relatives and people that are outside of your immediate family. And since basically 70% of us would rather not exchange gifts, if everyone agreed, you know, your family might thank you for bringing that idea to the table. It's not about going way the opposite way and being against gifts and against tradition. I love both of those things, and we have a lot of that in our holiday season in our house. But it's about gifts that add joy to the holidays, not subtract from it. It's about choosing traditions that add joy to the holidays, not subtract from it. Ask yourself, what is the reason for this season for me and my family? And then intentionally choose traditions that align with that. So go get your butt out of here, make a list, figure out what that's going to be for you guys. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. And just in case you didn't know, there's actually an exclusive community that's been created solely for the purpose of continuing discussions around the Purpose Show episodes. And it's designed to get you to actually take action and make the positive changes that we talk about here. So I want you to go and be a part of it. To do that, go to aliecasaza.com/Facebook group. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more about me and how I can help you, how you can implement all these things and more into your life to make it simpler, better, and more abundant, head to aliecasaza.com. There's free downloads, online courses, programs, other resources to help you create the life you really want. I am always rooting for you, friend. See you next time.